State Police.
Thank you. The next application is $11,654. Charles Kersey Jr. and Barbara Kersey seek a special use exception for a garage studio apartment. Section 115-23C6 of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the east side of Blacksmith Shop Road, approximately 1,700 feet north of Statenville Road. The 911 address is 10299 Blacksmith Shop Road, Greenwood. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 130, Map 11, Parcel 3.05. They are asking for a special use exception for a 600 square foot garage studio apartment. We received no letters of support, one mail return, and we did receive one letter in opposition. It is from Robert Crap Caprell. He said he and his wife are half owners of another lot, and that these two properties are in front of the Kersey's property, and that they are against giving the Kersey's to convert the existing pole barn into a garage. They are concerned that no apartment should be allowed in the housing development, and that it would decrease their property value, as well as setting a precedent for other properties to do that in the development as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Could you, can you state your name and address, sir?
Michael Charles Kersey, 10299 Blacksmith Shop Road.
Greenwood?
Greenwood, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
Basically, what I'm asking for, we have a pole building there now that has, actually, the apartment's already there. What we're asking for is actually a permanent residence up front, a custom-built home, three-bedroom, 1,400 square feet, with a two-and-a-half-car garage. The what happens is we're asking for the second cooking appliance. The apartment is already there in the facility that you see in the pole building. The opposition that we got, the letter for that, they do not live on that property. They do own the property on that road. I do believe they live in Jersey. So we're planning on putting a custom-built home there, and that's going to be the permanent residence. The reason I wanted is to keep the kitchen viable in the back building is basically what we're asking for.
Is there sleeping quarters there?
There is a bedroom, yes. Okay. There is one bedroom, yes. And to assure you, I have a couple kids now. I don't even want them there half the time. So I'm not planning on renting this out. This isn't going to be something that I'm renting out. This is something for my use personally, period. That's exactly what it's for. And, as far as concern, I put a lot of money into the pole building. I put a lot of money into the property. If anything, it would improve their property value. This is going to be a custom-built home. Absolutely. This is not going to be a cookie cutter house.
So by building a home on the property in front of this, then it considers this to be a studio apartment.
Exactly. And we're talking about 11 acres too.
And it's something that has been there since you built the pole building.
Exactly.
And
yes, it has.
Considered the domicile.
It's already been there. Absolutely.
You're not using the pole building?
Yeah, right now he has a pole building with living quarters.
Okay.
And that's legal.
Yeah.
He wants to build a house now on the property.
In front of the
pole building.
And
yes.
Removing the living quarters from the pole building, he needs the
exactly. The setback off the road, you're looking at close to 400 feet. The setback from the pole building, we're looking at almost 600 feet. So it's going to look, it's like I said, it's 11 acres. So
the pole building isn't used for work? The big barn, the big doors, everything?
Basically, I have my toys in it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the doghouse.
Doghouse.
Yeah, it's my doghouse. You're absolutely right. I walk out, and it's like, So, that's where I'm at. That's my man cave.
That's right. It has a new name now. Man cave.
Yes. Yeah, it's a man cave now.
The home that you're proposing would be your primary residence?
Exactly. Yes, it would.
How far away are you going to be from your pole building?
Close to 600 feet.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. It's almost, I mean, literally, it's almost 2 acres away from the pole building. Exactly. Exactly.
And you're not paying rent that or anything?
No. You know, like I said, I don't even want my kids there half the time. So I love my, I'm a gracious dad. I love them to death. But, you know, I don't want anybody else around me. That's why I bought the property. You know, that's why I bought it, because I don't want neighbors, basically. So I moved from town to country.
The property, describe it as in wooded?
It used to be wooded. It used to be a Delaware Forest Preserve. We actually took and mowed down 7.5 acres. The rest of it is wooded. So it's open. The front, we kept the trees about 60, 70 feet apart, so you look through the trees to the new house. So it kind of looks like a park. We have 2 acres in the front, acre and 3/4 in the front, and then the house is going to be set. So basically you look through the trees, kind of like a park to the house.
And so, and then beyond the house is the pole building?
Beyond the house is the pole building.
And what is that, 1,000 or more square feet?
It's the living quarters.
From the road to the pole building?
My driveway is close to 1,400 feet.
Okay. To the pole building?
To the pole building, okay. Yeah, it's pretty far back.
Right,
okay. But it won't affect anybody. No, absolutely not. And the neighbor that surrounds me is Verl Slockslater. He owns Delmarva Roofing. He owns everything around me, and you know he's fine with it. I wish I'd have brought him, but I didn't think, you know, that would be an issue out there.
Do you believe that this use will have any substantial adverse effect on neighboring and adjacent properties?
Absolutely not. I think it would improve it, if anything. It's going to be a custom-built home.
Well, we're talking about the pole building, the apartment. This is for special use exception for the apartment.
Absolutely not, because you know, I don't think anybody really knew it was there until the sign came up.
How long
has it been there? A year.
And the size of that apartment is 800 square feet or less. Is that correct?
Exactly, yes. Okay. Yeah, that's what they're.
All right. And you said your neighbor owns all the lands around you?
Yeah, owns everything. If you're looking at the property, everything to the right of me, everything behind me. And he curves back in a little bit. My property actually goes back and then goes behind everybody else on the road. A dog leg, exactly. You're absolutely
you
right.
You mentioned that you went from the city to the country, so I imagine it's rural in that area?
It's, my nearest neighbor is 1/4 mile down the road. Except for the two lots that one of them in question, they live in Jersey. The two lots that are there, and they're up for sale now. So the properties are up for sale.
Okay. I'm ready for
okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that the use and request has not substantially affected adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,654.
Do I have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Miller and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,654.
And I guess that in your weighing of the analysis, you didn't believe that the letter in opposition was created, that there was a substantial adverse effect raised.
I didn't hear anything that suggested such.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for clarification.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Porter?
Yeah, for those reasons stated.
Okay. Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Nelson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by vote of 4-0, case number 11,654 is approved.
I appreciate it. You guys have a great evening. And ladies, I'm sorry.